This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, May 24th. While numbers on Wednesday's grain market are steady, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
This high volatility has the trend to the upside, thank goodness, because the wheat has been so choppy lately, we weren't sure exactly which way it was going to go. But the big volume, the big volatility, and the wide ranges over the last couple of days made us a little unsure as to which way they were going to go. But the market is really starting to, you know, move their way up. Some of the traders are scratching their head as to say, you know, what's exactly going on here? We had all the hot and dry weather in the southern plains. We thought the market would really be screaming by now, or at least be very firm. With it being very volatile, it's acting just like wheat normally does. It's a little bit of a thin market, so it bounces around a lot more than we expect.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 9.5 at 531.5. July corn was up 3.75 at 408.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 604. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 11.25, ranging from 676 and three quarters to 701 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 9, ranging from 787 to 802. Live cattle for June were up 55 cents at 105.42 and a quarter. May feeder cattle were up 95 cents to 134.90. And May Class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 1520. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.